Elsewhere, Jordan has condemned the Israeli escalation at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem Al-Quds after at least 30 Palestinians were shot and wounded there. The Jordanian Information Minister said it is the duty of the United Nations Security Council to stop the Israeli escalation as well as violations committed by Israeli radicals. He added that such actions and also Israel's insistence on supporting radical groups provoke Muslims around the world. Clashes broke out in the mosque's compound when Israeli settlers entered the holy site. The Al-Aqsa Mosque has been the scene of clashes in recent months following frequent visits of settlers and Israeli officials to the holy site. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined with Mr. Mohammad Owais, who is a political commentator, and he is joining us live now from Washington. Mr. Owais, thanks very much for joining us. Now, you know, this Jordanian minister has given out quite a strong statement saying the UN must act, but is anyone listening, do you think?
Well, first of all, the Jordanian minister have nothing to do with this, and Jordan is part of the problem, not part of the solution, the Palestinian issue solution. Let me say that Israel have never listened to its friends, America and the West, or never listened to the international legality and international law. So Israel is in violation of every law on earth, and the world is not doing anything about it. And Israel is playing games in order to continue settling and to continue enclosing and closing down on the Palestinians in Jerusalem and Fil Quds, you know, in the East Jerusalem. And I think sooner or later they are going to do away with the mosque. They may blow it up and they say it's a crazy Jew who did it, not Israel government. But I think Al-Aqsa Mosque is in very big danger, and the Muslim world and the Arab world are busy killing each other and not taking care of the real business of defending the dignity of Islam.
And I want to pick up on the last point you made. Why do you think the Arab world is not giving importance to this? You did mention one reason about, of course, them, as you said, killing each other. But then why haven't they given this importance from day one?
Let me just add to the Arab world and the Islamic world. I don't think the Arabs or the Muslim world is really serious about liberating Al-Aqsa Mosque. It looks like the priorities of Arabs and Muslims are somewhere else. They are not in freedom for their people and freedom of Palestine and ridding Palestine of occupation. I think it lays in the leadership in the Arab and the Muslim world that leaders want to continue to be leaders. The transfer of power does not come easy, and if there is an attempt to transfer power in an easy way, you have a civil war that will destroy the country, like what happened in Libya, in Syria, in Egypt, and Tunis. So far, they are still holding their own, but I'm afraid Tunis, you know, with the Arab countries plotting against it, it may not even make it. So I think the priorities of the Arabs and the Muslim world are not in the right place.
And we just have under a minute left, Mr. Owais. So I wanted to ask then, what about the people of the Arab and the Muslim world? Will they not hold their leaders to account if, God forbid, anything does happen to the Al-Aqsa Mosque?
Well, I mean, if it happens, it's already happened, and there is nothing they can do. Not the leaders or the people. And look how the people are being butchered from both sides. In Syria, both sides are butchering each other. Meaning the regime and the resistance of the regime in Syria, and the same in Egypt. So I don't think, you know, every time we think that a big catastrophe will unite the Arabs and the Muslim world, but it looks like we are more divided any time there is a catastrophe that hits, be it in Iraq against pilgrims who are coming to Iraq, or against Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate you speaking to us. As always, that was Mr. Mohammad Owais speaking to us live from Washington.